Forecast for today, mainly sunny, a chance later on for some showers. We'll have a high around 68. Fire in Kenosha Sunday afternoon, seriously damaging a home in the 4600 block of 18th Avenue. It displaced a dozen occupants, including children, injured one firefighter, and it prompted a mutual aid box alarm system response with fire engines and personnel from other jurisdictions. First arriving city units told the occupants had evacuated. They found both heavy flames and smoke. A ladder truck was positioned from a different angle to put water on a close-by structure of that location, as well as onto the roof itself. Help coming from Oak Creek, South Shore, Northern Illinois, plus, of course, Kenosha County agencies. The injured firefighter was hit by debris. The fire, which may have started in the attic, declared under control close to the two-hour mark. Racine County Board's Government Services Committee is meeting at 6 o'clock tonight in the Eyesgrove Auditorium. One of the agenda items is Racine County Register of Deeds Tyson Fettis talking about the disaster response to the flooding in July in Burlington, for which Mayor Jeannie Hefty recently praised him because of technology he brought in that helped when it came to damage assessments.
Ty Fettis brought an app to us that was created when he was out in California during the flood, which helped us with the assessments. It was pinging all the different areas back in the OC as the calls came in that they were damaged, being that they were also looked at.
Mayor Hefty noting FEMA was impressed with that, also the local response to the flooding. Ultimately, FEMA dollars were not approved to help with the total damage estimate of about $1.8 million in Burlington. Gaming revenue for Milwaukee's Potawatomi Casino is up just a little bit over last year. The Journal Sentinel says it rose 1.5% for the year ending July 31st, gamblers losing about $400 million over that time. Wisconsin tribes are not required to release financial information from gambling. The report is based on calculations related to the payments made by the Potawatomi tribe to state and local governments. Formal announcement from the president coming today on the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA. It brought student members of a weekend hunger strike supporting the continuance of the program from downtown Racine's Monument Square to Caledonia Mount Pleasant Memorial Park and the Labor Fest celebration. Cindy Trujillo talking about coming to this country at the age of 2, and after 21 years, she said this is the only country she knows.
I'm on day 4 of a hunger strike, and yes, I am extremely hungry, and watching all of you eat hot dogs and chips and potato salad, I'm a little jealous, but you know what? I'm hungrier for justice, and I'm not about to go anywhere. This is our country, and we're here to stay.
Meanwhile, Fernanda Jimenez calling out Racine Unified School Board members in the crowd and urged passage of a truly protective safe zone resolution.
And I hope you know that we will not stop until that safe zone resolution is passed. And I mean our safe zone resolution. I'm sorry, O'Connell, but whatever you think your safe zone resolution is, that's not the right thing. You're not working with immigrants. We are the immigrants. If you want to pass one, then talk to us.
All three members there are from Youth Empowered in the Struggle, urging the crowd to also take part tonight in a 6 o'clock march from Monument Square, calling on House Speaker Paul Ryan to pass legislation making DACA permanent. The Racine Common Council has a 6 o'clock meeting tonight. It's a rare committee of the whole closed session. The agenda simply listing discussion regarding available wastewater capacity to support growth-related development. There will not be a return to open session about it afterwards, suggesting that, like other governing bodies lately, with generic wording on closed meeting agendas, this discussion is related also to the Foxconn project. Speaking of which, the president of Gateway Technical College says that proposed plant to be located somewhere in southeast Wisconsin is going to create the need to train thousands of technicians to maintain what will arguably be the most advanced manufacturing system in the world. Brian Albrecht telling our partners at Gateway Public Radio it's referred to as lights out manufacturing because it's pretty much going to run itself.
The way the system operates is that the machines will talk to each other based on the data that's put into those machines on the criteria of the product. So our technicians not only need to know how to fix robots, program computers, but now analyze data so that they can tell when the robot is performing effectively and when it might not be.
He points out that with such high-tech manufacturing operations going into our backyard, the most sophisticated training programs, in his words, will be ours to create. He adds that generation after generation will have the chance for a better life in southeast Wisconsin as a result. A vacant home owned by the city of Kenosha had to be torn down before sunrise this morning. It was heavily damaged by fire of undetermined origin. The 911 call came in just before 3 a.m., a neighbor at 5907 4th Avenue reporting what appeared to be flames. A Kenosha police officer was first to arrive, said the flames were over by the porch for one side of the home. Then minutes later, the first fire unit arrived, said the flames had extended up the side of the structure. A report from the scene indicated that part of the building, located near the Garden Court Apartments, had come down with the spreading flames, and at that point, the battalion chief asked dispatch to contact the city about sending in heavy equipment to tear down the rest of the damaged structure. What caused the fire is still under investigation. The home, one of several acquired by the city for redevelopment, but now vacant. A handful of options proposed to deal with the future of Karcher Middle School in Burlington because elementary school populations are now closer to being almost twice as big as the middle school capacity. And as well, trying to maintain other district facilities, you got the Burlington Area School District taxpayers being surveyed on what do you want to do. The options include renovating Karcher into a K-8 school, eliminating the oldest part of Karcher while renovating or reconstructing other parts, putting up a new middle school next to Karcher, and once complete, demolishing the older building. The options all include a maintenance repair plan. Also, MyRacineCounty.com says there's a standalone maintenance package that would cost about $27.8 million, including updates and renovations to all of the schools, plus the administration building. Caledonia Mount Pleasant Memorial Park in Franksville was again the setting for Racine's Labor Fest celebration. And as usual, you have the political speeches and the awards for outstanding service. Mr. and Mrs. Solidarity, Julie and Mike Krautkramer.
We both taught history in school. You go back and think about the Bayview Massacre, what had gone on there. Fighting Bob La Follette around 1908 to 1920. Labor battles in the 30s, 40s, and 70s. We need to go back to allowing teachers to teach labor history in schools. We've got to come back to that. There was only one year that I had taught that it was allowed, in essence, and it needs to come back again.
Labor Person of the Year honors to local 180's Craig Olson, who had very little to say except really thank you.
I'd just like to thank everybody for this award. It wouldn't be possible without all the donations that all the locals give us. I hope everybody's had a good time and has a good time every year and continues to have a good time.
Meanwhile, one-time alderman, now continuum of care leader Ron Thomas, getting the Retired Labor Person of the Year award.
At this stage of my life and career, there's three mission statements that I believe in. Developing, promoting, and supporting a continuum of services for the homeless and at-risk populations of Racine County. Mobilizing the caring power of Racine County to transform our community. And to actively challenge and eliminate racism in the greater Racine community. Those are three things that I look at. Those are three things that motivate me.
The political speeches at the gathering from mayoral candidates Wally Rendon and Corey Mason, gubernatorial candidate Ron Harlow, and State Senator Bob Wirch. At Kenosha's Labor Fest picnic, the Labor Person of the Year honor going to Kenosha Professional Police Association leader Pete Dietz. And just a reminder, the American Red Cross still seeking financial donations to be able to provide the immediate disaster relief needed for those affected by Hurricane Harvey. You can make a $10 donation by going online to redcross.org, by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by texting the word Harvey to 90999. 2 weeks from today, it's the special primary election for mayor in the city of Racine to trim the list of six candidates down to the final two for the October 17th general election. There are options for early voting if you won't be able to make that date, September the 19th or October 17th. Early in-person voting at the city clerk's office will run weekdays from 8 in the morning till just before 5 p.m. up until the afternoon of September 15th. Absentee ballots can also be requested by mail, but there's a deadline for that of September 14th. If you have any questions, contact the Racine City Clerk's office at 636-9171. Those attending Kenosha's Labor Fest picnic braving a misty rain to honor the working men and women, and this year's Labor Person of the Year, Kenosha Professional Police Association President Pete Dietz, a 15-year veteran of the force. He's been the head of the union since 2012. State Representative Peter Barca praising the union for doing a good job of representing its members, plus looking out for the community.
Pete has been someone that has been in touch with us regularly. We talk often. He looks out for the interests of his members, the men and women in blue, as well as for our community at large.
Meanwhile, Dietz said he struggled to come up with an answer when his teenage son asked him what kind of work he did to deserve the honor.
Being a detective and trying to solve cases and dealing with victims and suspects, that can be stressful, and that I would consider work. But as the president of the Kenosha Professional Police Association, I think it's more about common sense, and I think it's about building relationships with people. And I am lucky enough to have a board of directors that shares that same vision with me. And I think if you have the mutual respect and understanding from the people that you deal with, you can always come up with something that both sides are content with.
He also was presented with proclamations from the county executive and the mayor, plus members of the local legislative delegation. In Racine, Mr. and Mrs. Solidarity honors to Julie and Mike Krautkramer, Labor Person of the Year Award to Local 180's Craig Olson, and it was the Retired Labor Person of the Year Award going to one-time alderman, now Continuum of Care leader, Ron Thomas. Burlington's Common Council has a Committee of the Whole meeting at 6:30 tonight. Among the agenda items, an amendment to extend the deadline in reference to a state grant for completing development work at 425 North Pine Street, known as the Mercantile. It would shift over now to the end of October. Developer Shad Brandon coming across some unforeseen delays, but is close to completion now. Final occupancy would be granted with installation of an elevator. Some City of Racine residents already have them. Others are now getting them over these next 2 weeks. 95-gallon solid waste collection carts to be placed out at the curb on designated collection days beginning September the 18th. Public Works Director Mark Yellen knows not everybody is going to need the big cart. He's asking, though, the public to try out their cart for 6 months, including in the snow, and if a smaller size is better, well, then call and ask. He notes there's a solid waste cart about the size of the recycling carts. He also notes there's a much smaller cart for anybody really not producing that much solid waste to throw out every week.
We're trying to identify anybody we know is going to have a problem up front. We're going to accommodate them. But if everybody else, hey, try it out for 6 months. Let's get some snow and ice. Mm-hmm. If you want something smaller, come and we'll get it to you.
Your garbage pickup day will stay the same. Only what you put into the cart and with the lid down will be collected. Not bags of trash on top of the carts or on the sides of the carts, and not bulky waste items outside the carts either. If you can fit it in the cart, more power to you. Bulky waste items are a free pickup 4 times a year. With a call to the Public Works office after that, you're going to get charged for it. The Kenosha County Board will meet this evening at 7:30, one of the items on the rather short agenda, first reading of amendments to the county's subdivision control ordinance. Several changes being recommended by the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, which reviewed the ordinance. It's mainly to comply with state law and other county and municipal ordinances. And the Boston-based burger chain, founded by Chef Paul Wahlberg and run cooperatively in name mostly with celebrity brothers Mark and Donnie, now looking at the Midwest for its next expansion opportunity. The Milwaukee Business Journal noting that Wahlburgers has 3 locations in the Madison area and now has a partnership with Midwestern supermarket chain Hy-Vee, which would add 26 restaurants in the region. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.